BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Lick me, I'm delicious.
No way.
The one?
For the fat fingers.
That is still good.
Easy. Radio.
One, two,
let's go.
Scott Mills.
Let me just say,
I look like an out-of-work magician.
Drums, please.
3, 2.
Radio one.
Here is today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, and it's a big one. Matt Tancock calls the show. Sounds a bit like Health Secretary Matt Hancock, but it isn't. And as you can imagine, he's getting a lot of calls right now. Also, are you thinking of going to Hull when you can? We've got the ultimate Chris Stark guide for you. Don't look it up. If you have knowledge of famous dogs, then you'll smash this quiz today. And Mel C takes to the DJ decks for an awesome lunchtime mix. Bit of Scouse House for you, eh? And we have Mel C in the mix from One this afternoon. This is big, Chris Stark.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm so excited for this. Everyone loves the Spice Girls, right? We're bringing them, well, one of them, to DJ on Radio 1 today.
A lot of people are like, Mel C's not a DJ. Actually has been for 2 years. There's a big after party that they do at the Brits, one of them, every year, and she has been DJing now for 2 years running, and she got up and DJed a bit with Jax Jones at this year's Brits, which seems like it wasn't this year now, but it actually was.
I know what you mean, but also, let's let everyone into a little bit of a secret, Scott. Like, some of the people we have doing DJ sets, we all know this, are not DJs. Mm. Niall Horan is not there being, like, an unbelievable DJ.
Well, he's not playing them. No, I'm playing them.
We give him a bit of a help, right? Yeah. But it's his songs.
Yeah.
With Mel C today, she is properly going in the mix and she's doing it all herself.
Yeah, she is doing the mix from 1 o'clock.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sophie in Chesterfield is muchos excited for Big Weekend. She's just ordered her T-shirt and her festival pack. Yeah, you can get them on the Radio 1 website. I've ordered a T-shirt as well, Chris.
Yeah. I've got a T-shirt. Yeah, we need to model them. We said we'd do this yesterday. We'll get on that, won't we?
Yeah, like, we're the lookers at Radio 1. Get us to model
absolutely.
Them on the website. We're
absolutely.
Here. Hello, Radio 1. Who's that?
Hi, Scott. It's Matt.
Hey, Matt. Where are you today?
So I'm down in Devon, and I wanted to thank you guys, firstly, for taking my call, because this is going to be like an outlet for me. So my name is Matt Hancock. And so I'm fed up, right, with people making jokes. They think I'm the health secretary, don't they? Matt Hancock.
Ah.
Yeah.
So you're not Matt Hancock, you are...
Matt Tancock, with a T.
Right.
Close, right.
You sound like a tribute artist.
Yeah, a really awful one. Who wants to be the health secretary? It's a bad
right.
position. Right?
Let me just break this down. So you're Matt Tancock.
Yeah. That's it, yeah.
Got
exactly
it.
Like you're saying it there, not... Right. Hancock. I get people sort of messaging me. I haven't seen him in like 8 years now. Oh, I saw you on TV again today. I'm like, all right, thanks.
Oh, you've only got one tie. He has, by the way, one pink tie. Change your tie.
I think it's slightly funnier that you've got a name which sounds the same as his, but slightly different, because it just makes you sound like a little version of him.
Discount Matt Hancock, yeah.
Which I really like.
What's wrong with
it's T, actually. It's Tancock.
Yeah, come for me to like the pseudoscience health advice. That's what you'll get from me, yeah.
How many times a day would you say this is happening right now, Matt Tancock?
3 to 4. It can be any outlet. And the worst thing is, also, I do a show on local BBC radio. I have to reiterate like 5 times over. Yeah, exactly. 5 times over. It's not Matt Hancock. We get people phone the show for medical advice from me.
Have you got jingles?
We got jingles the whole set, yeah.
Okay, send them in, please.
Wow.
I want to play those.
Matt
Absolutely,
Hancock.
Yeah.
It's a good name.
It's strong, isn't it? But not when it's so close.
Yeah.
It's too close for comfort.
All right, Matt, I hear what you're saying. Before now, wasn't happening at all. And now, obviously, because the way things are, Matt is getting 3 or 4 times a day. On the regular, he's getting, oh, you're the health secretary. I just wonder if we've got any others listening, Chris, today.
Yeah, are we after people with exactly the same names as some of the key players? I'm talking, or do we want slightly different? It'd be great to find a Dominic Raab.
Yeah, or slightly, like a variation, Dominic Carb, maybe. or anyone called Boris, that'd be good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Robbie in Glasgow, how can we help you today? Hello?
Good, mate. My dad's boss is called Boris Johansson.
Okay, is he getting a lot of attention at the moment?
I'm not sure, but I always think it's really funny whenever like he's phoning my dad, and he's going, "Oh, the Prime Minister's calling you."
Yeah, Boris Johansson there.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, we've got a lot of dogs called Boris. That's not quite the same, is it? Any others? I'm looking for a Dominic Raab.
I'm looking for a Boris Thompson as
yes.
well. That could be nice.
I want it to be slightly different. No Doris Johnsons as yet, but I'm sure we can try to run down.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Earlier, we had a call from a guy called Matt Tancock, who is getting a lot of heat right now because people think he's the health secretary. Just in, Chris, we found a bit of Matt's show. He's actually on BBC Devon. We don't hear this?
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Let's go over to Matt's show on BBC Radio Devon.
BBC Radio Devon.
Matt Tancock.
I bet he does.
First song.
Oh, wow.
It's Tuesday evening. And I'm feeling good.
Right, why don't I start my show like that? That's awesome.
That's class. That's how it should be done. Good on you, Tancock.
That is making an entrance.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Lizzie, who says, this has me bopping so hard I have to get on my actual desk / dining table. Had to get up off the desk-dining table combo for that. Alec in Folkestone, this is true, says, Scott, Chris, I'm still not over the fact that the music video for this premiered on Grindr. Good times for
no
Kim.
No way.
Good times for Kim, good times for the gays. Yes, real. Also, Lewis Capaldi last night put a video up and said, this is a belter about this track. It's good, isn't it? Kim Petras and Malibu on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, Golden Moment coming up today. Remember when we did a guide for you to Hull in Yorkshire?
That's nice, that'll do.
Is this for Hull?
Yes.
Sorry.
I'm not laughing at Hull.
We're not laughing at Hull. Just this music.
It's no wonder people flock to Hull for a holiday. A holiday, if you will.
Scott Mills.
Just filling Chris in on my latest watches. He hasn't seen Normal People yet. Hasn't seen The Morning Show with Jennifer Aniston, which I delved into last night. It's an Apple exclusive.
That sounds good. Normal People sounds brilliant. Like, all I'm hearing is amazing things.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm like other people. I need to be in the right frame of mind to watch anything. So I don't know what frame of mind I need to be in for that, because I read the plot of it.
You keep saying
this. And
it
just feels like, but it feels like very little happens.
Nothing much happens, but it's really sweet and a bit tragic and a bit sweet. It just reminds you of being in love and how rubbish / amazing it is. Why do you have to be in the mood? Just watch something?
Because I generally watch something before I go to bed, right? And I fall asleep to it. And I reckon that's what affects my dream. So the very last thing I need to see generally needs to be, maybe I'm just the only person who thinks like this. There's very few things I can watch, I find.
What about Jennifer Aniston and Steve Carell as morning show hosts with Reese Witherspoon being a rookie reporter?
That does sound good.
Yes. Yeah, okay. That's my new tip for the day. God, I'm boring.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The Scott Mills Golden Moment on Radio 1.
Let's relive Chris Stark's Guide to Hull.
Hull. Originally known as Kingston upon Hull. Or Hull, as it's most commonly known, is a port town that lies upon the River Hull at the point that it joins the Humber Estuary. The city is steeped in history and suffered major damage during World War II. Many people say that if it wasn't for the Luftwaffe, Hull would have still had lovely buildings that could even rival the likes of York. The people from Hull are a proud people. They're called the Hullensians. A proud and special breed. To outsiders, the Hull accent may sound like a foreign language, 10 foot, snickets, weather being described as maftin, but it all means something to them, Scott. The main staple of Hull is the chippy tea. Hull prides itself on having the finest fish and chips. If you fancy something a little less filling, why not enjoy a patty butty? A lighter meal for the more health conscious, which consists of a battered, deep-fried mashed potato, seasoned with sage and served in a bread roll. Have you ever had one of those?
I've tried a patty. It wasn't my favourite.
Not only was Hull voted the City of Culture in 2017, it has many tourist attractions, big and small, literally. Visit Brandsholm, once voted Europe's biggest council estate. Go visit...
Hang on, that's not a tourist attraction per se, is it?
Well, it's...
Have you been there, Becky?
I think I've been through it. I've driven through it.
It's huge.
It's just houses.
Right, so you're just recommending houses?
Yeah, but it's Europe's biggest, so okay. Anything that's big like that is worth seeing, isn't it?
All right, cool.
Go visit Britain's smallest window.
I think I might have missed that one.
At the George Hotel. Or Flock. As many people do, to go see the largest Yorkshire pudding factory in the world.
I think we need to break.
Oh, we've barely started.
You've lost it. Should we break?
Okay,
right,
fine.
Let's break. Then we're
going to
break.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One! I should point out, I'm not laughing at Hull.
No.
I'm just laughing at... I actually don't know what I was laughing at.
He's in a really stupid mood today. Anyway, carry on.
Hull has the world's only submarium called the Deep. But WT Fudge is a submarium, you ask. It's an aquarium, stupid, that is partly submerged in the water around it. It's not fully in, just the tip. Scott, can you pick me some holiday music now? Chappy?
Hang on.
That's nice, that'll do.
Is this for Hull?
Yes.
Sorry.
I'm not laughing at Hull.
We're not laughing at Hull. Just this music.
It's no wonder people flock to Hull for a holiday. A holiday, if you will. And who needs a yacht on the French Riviera when you can relax on your very own East Park splash boat? Enjoy the chilly, murky waters of Hull's finest... and actually, Becky, I'm not sure what it actually is. Is it like a big pond?
There is a little bit of a pond there, yeah. I don't know if you can get a boat on it.
Yeah, you can. I've heard. Yeah. Hull really is a holiday destination. It has its own marina. Hull Marina.
Been there.
If you were to close your eyes, cover your ears, and block out the smell, you could quite literally be in the south of France. But has anywhere in the south of France been voted a city of culture? No. Whilst there, you can try and guess who owns some of the many yachts moored up in the marina. Is it Marlon Dingle from Emmerdale? Or how about Channel 5 milkshake host Amy Thompson? Or perhaps one of them is owned by Mark Chappers Chapman, the guy off this show's fame, and to a lesser extent, BBC Sport. Do you remember him, Scott? He used to take part in blindfolded features on this show, such as Who's Kissing Chopper, stuff like that. Does this ring a bell?
Yes, I do remember him now.
Yep.
I
remember all that.
You know, I watched the video of that the other day, and
it was wonderful.
Wild, wasn't it? 2008, 2009.
They all studied at Hull University. Maybe, though, the yachts belong to superstar pop singer Callum Scott or poet Philip Larkin. Both were birthed in Hull, after all. Speaking of which, did you know Hull has been described as the most poetic city in England? Which is ironic, as not much actually rhymes with Hull, just seagull, skull and dull. But there's nothing dull about Hull. And speaking of local celebrities, did you know about Hull's relationship with Queen Bee? No, not Beyoncé. 90-something-year-old Jean Bishop, also known as Queen Bee, she's a local legend. Having recently been awarded a British Empire Medal in the New Year's Honours, this is one of the greatest ladies I've ever heard of. Hull's Bee Lady dresses as a bee and fundraises on the streets of Hull. She is rightly Hull famous. The people love her. And speaking of Hull women, as you know, they really are something else. Amy Johnson was the first woman. Amy Johnson was the first woman to fly solo from London to Australia. The headscarf revolutionaries changed shipping laws forever. Julie Lee. Julie Lee was the first woman to officiate a men's rugby league game in the UK. You don't mess with women from Hull. Speaking of which, maybe you'd like to meet a lovely lady of Hull on a night out. Attic Nightclub, formerly the Sugar Mill. The Welly or Piper's is the place for you. Or maybe you will find one in Kebab Delight. And Becky, remember this. Most people who criticise Hull have never actually been. So next time someone scoffs at Hull or questions why it should be given the label of a UK city of culture, ask them if they've been, and then pity them when they say no.
Yes, good to relive that. The Chris Stark Guide to Hull.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Grace in Hartford, who's more than keen for a bit of... Shake it, move it, make it, who do you think you are? Mel C coming up. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott, it's Tanya.
Hey, Tanya, where are you today?
I'm in Cardiff.
How can I help you?
Well, I am super hyped for Mel C for a DJ set today. And I was asked if we can do the guide for Cardiff tomorrow.
We did a guide to Cardiff, didn't we, Chris?
We did do a guide to Cardiff, found out some stuff about Roald Dahl. We could play that out again.
Yeah.
If you fancy. Yeah, a lot of people won't have heard it. So, yeah, why not?
Tanya, are you from Cardiff?
Yeah, from Cardiff.
You love Cardiff, right? Because it's such a great city. But I bet the stuff you don't know that you could still do there.
Yeah, definitely. My boyfriend loves it too, but there's things he needs to know about it.
Exactly.
He hasn't heard it.
All right. And you heard it before, did you?
Yeah, I've heard it before. I think about it daily when right. I see the Norwegian church in Cardiff Bay.
Yes, exactly. Right, we'll get that on tomorrow and get ready for a bit of... Yes. 1 o'clock today, Mel C.
Scott Mills.
Earlier, a guy called Matt Tancock called the show. Just a bit annoyed, really, because people keep... mistaking him for the health secretary. That's right, isn't it, Chris?
Yeah, he has a tricky time at the moment because sounds like Hancock.
Annoying because he actually does a show on BBC Radio Devon. If you'd like to hear that, he's got his jingles there and everything. But people are still like, oh, I'm listening to Matt Hancock. No, it's Matt Tancock, actually.
BBC Radio Devon.
Matt Tancock.
There he is. I just put on Twitter, because he just followed me. Follow goals, isn't it? It really is. Looking for some people that maybe are called Dominic Carb or something resembling Dominic Robb. No Chris Whitties yet, have we? Quite like to get a Whitty on board.
Yeah, there must be a name that's similar to Chris Whitty. Yeah, we can make this happen.
Anyone called Chris Bitty listening? Let's
know.
Okay. Bitty, who?
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio. One.
Unbelievable. We have managed to secure a Spice Girl for our DJ set today. Hello, Mel C.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. Now, I can see you on yet another Zoom call, and there's a professional DJ set up here in your house.
Yeah, this is the only thing professional about my DJ setup.
See, I think a lot of people won't know this, that you're actually a good DJ. We're not just saying it.
Ah, oh, tar very much.
You've even got like a DJ curtain.
That's just me curtains. Oh. They're my curtain curtains.
It's a good DJ name, actually, Scott. DJ curtains.
So a DJ set today from the house that Spice built. Melanie C on the decks. What are we going to play first?
Oh, well, we're going to have to start off a bit spicy, aren't we? But we're going to quickly jump into a bit of Lizzo.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Actual Spice Girl, Mel C, in the mix from the house that Spice built.
Shine on the night. And we're going to be all right. Keep it moving, yeah.
in the mix from the house that Spice built.
Mel C on BBC Radio 1, Sam Smith, Lizzo, and of course, Spice Up Your Life, the Spice Girls.
This is absolutely class. You know what? We've had a few people come on and do these DJ sets, but Radio 1 have had to help them out a little bit. It's like when you go bowling and you put the bumpers up. With you, the bumpers are very much down. You're in charge here. You're mixing all of this. This is incredible. I hope this is absolutely popping off on the Spice Girls WhatsApp group right now.
Is there a Spice Girls WhatsApp group?
We do have a message group. Yeah. Well, we did have a WhatsApp group last year, but Jerry kept calling it WhatsApp, which kind of put us off, so we went back to iMessage.
By the way, I was thinking this the other day. WhatsApp is a terrible name.
Yes.
It's a very bad pun on WhatsApp. You don't think about it, it's just that's what it's called, but it's terrible.
But it's like so many bands, isn't it? So many bands, if you think about it, their name's awful, but they just become the name, and then that's it. Yeah. You too. That's
Coldplay, crap.
Yep. Take that. It's not a good name.
Not great.
No. Who came up with Spice Girls as a name?
Do you know what we were called before?
No.
We were called Touch. So thank goodness we changed it. I think it was actually a brainchild of Jerry's to be Spice, because we had our individuality and we were all really different, and we just thought, you know, spicing up things with a bit of variety. And there was a rapper in the US called Spice, so that's why we added the girls and became Spice Girls.
That's amazing. I never knew that you were going to be Touch. It sounds like one of them bands that might have been out in week 3 of the live shows of X Factor. But you weren't.
Thank goodness we had a change of heart on that one.
All right, Mel, what are we going to play next? This is you singing here, isn't it?
This is me, who I am. And then we're going to go into Joe Corry's Sorry. Had to get that banger in there. Everyone loves it when you drop this tune.
And then the Doja Cat track that's not as famous as the other one, but I love.
Yes, I love that. In fact, I think that's my favourite tune at the moment. I lose it when this one comes on.
Mel C in the mix from her house on Radio 1. Let us know, but I think this is one of our best DJ sets in some time. No offence, no horror. 81199. Okay, what are we going for next? More Spice.
Okay, let's go spicy again. Bev, who do you think you are? And then I'm not going to tell you what's coming up after that, because it maybe should never be done.
Okay. I'm really enjoying this. Mel C on Radio 1 in the mix.
Your Spice Girl, Mel C, in the mix from the house that Spice built.
Mel C, what's the first thing you're going to do when you can finally leave the house?
I think I'm going to go to the hairdressers.
Yeah.
The whole nation's going to want to go to the hairdressers. It's going to be hard to get booked in, isn't it?
Well, hopefully you'll get some warning of that, because you are superior to the rest of us, because Spice Girl. So you'll probably get some kind of call of like, Mel? They're opening them tomorrow, so book now.
Yeah, some pre-booking to like sort of roots out.
There must be some VIP service you can get, you know. So pass on the number.
I tell you what, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go to the gym.
I can you imagine.
Oh my God, I want to lift some weights.
Do you have weights at home, or are you doing what I'm trying to do and lift shopping bags with stuff in them?
Yeah, I'm lifting lots of peculiar things, trying to get heavy weights. I've got some little ones at home.
Are you in the gym every day?
No, I train I'd say 3 to 5 times a week.
Yeah, you'll be one of the first back in the gym. Okay, it's Mel C on Radio 1. DJ set, this is good today. What are we going for next?
Next two tracks have actually been Animax's hottest record in the world And first one up, the Beyonce track, DJ Mele. Second one, gotta have a bit of Stormzy, Bossy Bop.
It's on.
Girl Mel C in the mix from the house that Spice built.
Massive reaction to these today. Mel C, thank you so much for doing it.
My pleasure.
Are you going to get any more DJ equipment or do you think you've got the lot now? Because it looks like quite a comprehensive setup you've got there.
No, I do. I want to get more. I actually want to get some vinyl decks.
Yeah.
I want to do a bit of scratching.
Do you know who is really trying to get into vinyl mixing at the moment and is using this time to try and do it properly? Ryland.
Really?
Yeah.
This is shots fired, isn't it? I mean, this could be the new Friday night, some Radio 1 potentially.
The lineup.
Unravelling before our eyes, yeah.
Goodbye, Annie Mac. Hello, Mel C. Goodbye, Danny Howard.
Hello Ryland.
I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon, is it?
Right, final one of the mix. What are we going for?
Okay, well, I am an old raver at heart, so I had to have a bit of Prodigy, and Outer Space is one of my ultimate faves.
Yeah. Yes. Mel C, this has been legendary today. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Chris, we just had a DJ set from one of the Spice Girls.
Massive respect for the maximum effort. It shows, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Class. That's what you are, class. Thank you so much, Mel.
Thank you. Hi, see ya. Hold tight.
At your Spice Girl, Mel C, in the mix from the house that Spice built.
Okay, so it's time for Don't Look It Up. No phones allowed here. Chuck them away. Throw them. I'm going to throw mine here now. There it is. I can't look it up. Neither can you. So let me know who you're playing against. Let me know how you do today. Here from a distance is Quizmaster Will. He's miles away from
me. Hello, Will.
Good afternoon,
Will.
Scott.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hi.
So we've got three rounds on today's quiz. We will have 5 seconds to answer each question. Play along on WhatsApp. Play along at a house party. Text me how you do, 81199. Or maybe if you're with someone, you can play along with them in person.
Round one.
Yes, Will, round one.
Round one, Scott, is rank them. I will give you three people, things, and you have to rank them largest to smallest or highest to lowest.
Okay.
It will become clear.
Fine. So we rank them, everybody. What's the first one? Number one.
So the first one, easy start. Most number one singles, highest to lowest. Rita Ora. Adele, Ed Sheeran. I'll read it again.
Okay, right, hang on a sec.
So highest what? Sales?
Highest, who has the most?
Who has the most number
most
one
most number one singles. And highest to lowest.
Okay, so highest is first and the lowest last.
Correct.
Got it. Who is again?
Rita Ora, Adele, Ed Sheeran.
5 seconds, go. Okay, most number one singles, highest to lowest. I'm going to go... Ed Sheeran, Adele, Rita Ora, in that order. So highest Ed Sheeran, Adele, Rita Ora.
I've gone Ed Sheeran, and then I've taken a risk here. I've gone Rita Ora, then Adele.
Oh.
Ed Sheeran has 9.
Yeah.
Rita Ora has 4, and Adele has 2.
Wow.
Yes, so I've got it right.
Chris is right, yeah.
Blow me. Yes. That's incredible. Well done, Rita. Right, Rita, clap for Rita, everyone.
That's what I mean. Like, clap, you Rita. Forget, don't you?
You do forget. She's had bangers. More number ones than Adele. Go on, Aura. Next one.
Question 2. Who has the biggest feet? And I want this largest to smallest. So who has the biggest feet? Starting with the person with the largest feet and then the person with the smallest feet. From Taylor Swift, Stormzy and Nick Jonas.
Okay, go. 5 seconds. All right, so largest to smallest feet. I'm not going to say why I think this is the answer first, but I'm saying biggest feat, Nick Jonas.
No. Oh, really?
Yep. Then I'm going to go... I'm not giving my my workings. Then I'm going to go Stormzy. Then I'm going to go Taylor Swift. So okay, Jonas, Stormzy, Swift.
Wow. Mine's gone the other way. So I've gone Stormzy, Swift, and then I've got Jonas down the bottom there.
No.
Chris has it.
Again.
Oh, I've got it right.
Stormzy has size 12s, Taylor Swift has 8.5, and Nick Jonas has 8s.
Well, you wouldn't know that by looking at him. Oh. All right.
That's all. The thing is, what you must always remember, Scott, is Photoshop.
Is
know?
It?
Yeah, it must be.
He is quite little, though, like tall-wise, isn't he? Height-wise.
Oh, God, I'm absolutely storming this round. You are. This is great.
Let us know how you're doing on 81199. We'll do a classic from Stardust, which is going to sound amazing if it's remotely sunny where you are. And then we'll get into round two. One! Oh, did I miss one? Hang on,
yeah,
wait,
You've missed one. You've missed one.
Right, that was going so well. And then I realised I missed question three. Yeah. Okay, right, fine. Let's
I thought
go.
You just jacked it in because you were
doing
losing
bad.
Badly.
Yeah, to be honest, there was a part of me that lost interest. Okay, but question three, if you must. Yes, well.
Question three. X Factor judges ages. Oh. Oldest to youngest.
Okay.
X Factor judges ages, oldest to youngest. First. Sharon Osbourne, Louis Walsh, Simon Cowell.
5 seconds, go. Really makes you think, this one. Okay, Chris first.
I've gone Louis Walsh, Sharon Osbourne, then Simon Cowell.
So have I, same.
And that
I'm
is correct.
I'm not just saying that. Yeah, go on.
That's correct.
Yes.
So Sharon is older than Louis.
No, Louis's older than Sharon. About 3 months older.
Oh, man, no, I didn't get it after all.
Oh.
Rubbish. Yeah. The correct answers?
Louis Walsh is 67. Sharon Osbourne is 67. And Simon Cowell is 60.
Okay.
Come on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's see if I do better on round two.
Round two.
Which is, Will?
Just the vocal.
Oh, so I imagine this is exactly what it says.
Exactly what it says. I will play you just the vocal that's been stripped from the song, and you have to name both the song and artist.
Okay, is it a point for each or a point for the whole thing?
It's a point for the whole thing.
Okay, cool. One. All right, then, let's go.
A singer of pop bangers, can you name the song and artist from this vocal?
Ain't got any wiser, gonna be hungover, never learn my lesson. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I ain't gonna listen, I don't really care, cause...
5 seconds.
Round one.
Yeah, that's wrong. Here's the timer. Jeez. These fingers really need a workout, guys. Can't wait for lockdown to be over. Okay, right. I'm going to go Birthday Anne-Marie.
I've gone Birthday Anne-Marie.
And you've both gone correct.
Okay, give yourself a point if you said Birthday Anne-Marie. Next one, just the vocal.
A regular on Radio 1 Anthems, can you name the track and artist behind this a cappella?
My flow, my show brought me the dough. That bought me all my fancy things. My crib, my cars, my clothes, my jewels. Look, homie, what? I done came what? Up and I ain't yeah. changing. You should love it way more than you hate it. Oh, you mad? I thought that you'd be happy I made it.
5 seconds. This is great. I love this. Why can't I get the timer right? God! Oh, I'm annoying myself! Sorry. Okay, 5 seconds is up. Sorry, I was actually slapping my head
Don't do
with my
that.
Hand. Sorry, I'm gone mad.
It's
okay,
all good. Come
yeah,
on.
What is it?
I've gone 50 Cent in the club.
So have I, in between slapping my hand against my head. Yes, Will.
And that is correct.
Come on.
Give yourself a point if you said 50 Cent in the club. I'm really
I want
enjoying...
a 9-dart finish here. This is amazing.
What does that mean? What's that even mean?
I've got everything right so far.
Oh, cool. All right, as we move on to just the vocal, let's see if I can get this right. The last one.
Again, just the vocal here. Can you name the artist and track released at the end of last year?
You don't have to say love me. You don't have to say nothing. You don't have to say you're mine, honey.
Oh, it sounds good, doesn't it? Just vocal. Oh, there's the timer. Good. Well done, Scott. I'm going to say that is Adore You by Harry Styles.
Harry Styles, Adore You.
Is the correct... Chris is on for a nine darter here.
Yes.
OK, that was round two. Just the vocal. Let us know how you did on 81199 as we move on to the next one. I believe this is round three. OK, round three, which is, well...
Famous dogs.
Oh, I'm dreading this one.
Round three.
Yeah, okay, let's see what this is.
Question one. What is the name of the toy Dachshund in Toy Story?
The toy Dachshund, oh, okay.
Oh.
All right, 5 seconds. Oh, God. Okay, our time's up. I have no idea. Fred.
This is so annoying because I've got in my head Rex, but that's the dinosaur. But I can't think of another name.
Please
so
don't get it. Please
don't
get it.
I'm going to have to go Rex. I bet it's wrong. Oh, what a shame.
The answer is Slinky.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that.
Oh!
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I didn't think that was a name. Oh, I'm gutted about that.
Okay, next one, please.
Question two. Which pop star has 9 or 10 dogs, including Toulouse, Snape, Lily, Coco, Strauss, Myron, and Cinnamon? Which pop star has 9 or 10 dogs, including those?
5 seconds. Who's got a lot of dogs? Robbie Williams.
I've got Miley Cyrus.
The answer is Ariana Grande.
Oh. Oh.
Okay, famous dogs. Question three. Give yourself a point if you said Ariana.
Question three. Greg James has a dog. It's one of the major stars of his Instagram. But what is its name?
I saw this yesterday.
Yep. Brilliant. Put your phone down, Scott.
Is it?
You say it.
No,
I can see you.
I don't care anymore. I'm looking it up because it's annoying me.
Oh,
say what the name
don't
is.
Don't be salty because you've lost again.
I don't care. Yeah, go on.
That's right. Well, that's a
well,
horrendous
I'm not going to say the name, am I?
Quiz. That's a horrendous attitude. The name is Barney.
Oh, well, I'm going to say...
You're disqualified.
Fred, again.
The name's Barney. Chris,
oh, is it?
Chris wins 9-0.
Okay, cool. 9-0?
Well, because you were disqualified.
No, 7-3.
Final
score.
You keep score, yeah.
All right, let us know how you did on 81199. Can you tell that I'm the person that throws the board up in the air? Can anyone tell that when I'm playing at home?
The Scott Mills Daily.
I love this. You know when people complain about the questions? Like, they're either too easy or they're too hard. So this just in from Kitty in Brighton. I've been playing the quiz with my sister every day since the quiz has started. I've only won once. Please make the quiz more suitable for me tomorrow because it's getting quite embarrassing. OK, Kitty, well do.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Grimmy's with you at 3 this afternoon. Hi, Sophie.
Hi.
Right, so I know you just told our glamorous phone answerer there that... Also, Will, there's only one person here, also the quizmaster, that the best thing about lockdown and not being at school is actually being able to listen to us.
Yeah, it's just because in the morning I always listen to Greg. And, like, my mum would tell me, like, what's been going on your show, and I just missed it.
Oh, yeah, that flipping school gets in the way, but not at the moment.
I know.
Right, so what have you been doing with your day? How has your Tuesday worked out so far?
I did a science teams meeting this morning and now I'm doing my French work.
Okay, did you play along with the quiz?
Yeah, I did.
How did you do?
I got 4.
Okay, that's all right. And did you hear Mel C earlier? If not, listen back on BBC Sounds.
I did hear some of it, yeah.
Oh, what a set. Amazing DJ set. Tomorrow, I believe that we have Mo Gilligan doing a DJ set, TBC, but I think that's going to be awesome. Even though, did you hear, Chris, this show didn't happen last night on Channel 4. There were technical difficulties.
Well, I did see the first one, and there was a few Wi-Fi problems during that. And if I remember right, Maya Jama was meant to be on it and just didn't pick up.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
I quite like the chaos, though, of live TV.
Yeah, well, so do I. And actually, whenever you watch live TV and something goes wrong, you can't help but stare at the TV, right? So weirdly, if this was planned all along for it to be this much of a shambles,
fine,
it's actually genius. I can't tell.
Sophie, you going to be listening tomorrow?
Yeah, probably.
Cool, okay. And you're in Burntwood near Lichfield. I've got for you this banger. Would you like to hear this?
Get out right now. It's the end of you and me. It's too late now. I can't wait for
that's
you.
That's a good one.
Right, Jojo, leave, get out. Get out.
Wow, okay, we've got a real battle on bangers today. This is going to be a really tricky choice. You can have that from Scott, or my choice is this.
Tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, it doesn't even matter.
This is Linkin Park in the end, but this is what I love about bangers, when you have two choices that are just the opposite of each other.
Hard choice.
Really hard. Okay. Sophie, what is played on Radio 1 next is totally your responsibility.
I think I'm going to have to go with Chris's choice.
Oh, right.
Sorry, Scott.
I think it's for the best.
Right, today is just not my day, okay? Right, I'm going to start again. Start again tomorrow. Thanks, Sophie.
Hello, I'm Scarlett and I want to believe.
And I'm Scott and I don't.
Join us for a podcast that's all about conspiracy theories and our quest to uncover the truth.
Through facts.
And I'm going to try and convert my boyfriend Scott to finally believe.
And we'll see how many times you fail.
We'll be talking aliens, the Illuminati, time travel, mermaids, lizard people, bizarre stories that will blow your minds.
And we'll feature conspiracy theories of your own.
Scarlett Moffat wants to believe.
Download and subscribe now on BBC Sounds.
I tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all, but in the end, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, nothing's going particularly good for me today, but and all the girls on our team WhatsApp group are particularly excited about this. Paul Mescal from Normal People is on with Grimmy today, and that's going to cheer everyone right up. Yes. You've not seen that yet?
Well, I've not seen it, so it's not big news for me. It might as well be Barry from Wigan is on Grimmy's show,
okay.
You know?
It's big news. His chain now has 50k followers. It's just
his what?
He wears a chain around his neck. And he plays a character called Connell in Normal People. It's not his account, but Connell's chain now has 50,000.
Oh, come on, everyone!
Followers.
Can we go, come on, like, I know it's weird.
It's just pictures of the chain. Sophie on our WhatsApp group has says that she's written him a poem.
Oh, for
obsessed.
God's sake.
Obsessed. He's on with Grimmy later on.